Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. They're one of the most important voting blocks in the U.S. election. Some of them will be casting ballots for the very first time ever. They're millennials, folks between the age of 18 and 35. What role do they play in the U.S. electoral process? And what are they looking for in a president? Well, today we'll talk to one man whose organization studied just that.
Millennials, as were baby boomers in their 20s, you know, very concerned about ideals and values.
Election 2016 and the millennial voter on this week's American Cafe. They make up almost one-third of the U.S. electorate. But what are millennials, people between the ages of 18 and 35, looking for in a new president? Will it be diversity? Will it be making America great again? To find out, we spoke with one expert, Dr. William Scheman of the Metris Institute, who recently conducted a study about millennials and their voting habits. You all did a study about millennials and some of the things that they're looking for, not only in a presidential candidate, but also in life. Tell my listeners a little bit about what your study found.
Sure. One of the things that we were trying to understand is what is driving fulfillment for people. And we define fulfillment as achieving your dreams and creating a lifestyle that brings inner happiness and peace. And what we discovered is that only 20% of Americans feel that that is high for them. And the question was, what is creating the difference between people who are fulfilled and not? By the way, and some of the people, many we interviewed, were successful in other aspects of their life, work, home, but not always feeling fulfilled. And we took a look also at millennials versus, Xers or baby boomers.
And some of these people that were interviewed, they are idealistic. Bernie Sanders attracted a lot of this age group in his campaign. They are idealistic. They want to see change, but they also can find themselves frustrated, right?
I think they are. And I think part of the problem is that they feel, in some cases, they can't really influence their environment. Many of the millennials we interviewed, I would say, were lukewarm about either of our final two candidates. And I think it came down to a couple of things. One, was the vision of the future credible? I think for many of the people, many of the millennials, it was not, or it was rhetoric more than a real vision. I think a second feature was values. And millennials, as were baby boomers in their 20s, you know, very concerned about ideals and values. I think that people had a sense of where Bernie Sanders was. You know, you sort of see what you get. And I think with the other candidates, there's a lot of distrust. And then I think a third one is this sense of having a clear path, realistic path. Like, how are we going to get there? You're talking about spending more on military, spending more on education, spending more on health care, Social Security. Like, how are we going to do all that? And I don't think that's ever explained by the candidates. So I think that creates a distrust as well.
And many of these young people, let's say, is in their early 20s, are dealing with a huge amount of educational debt, yet they need to continue in higher education in order to make the kind of money that they're going to need to make in order to pay back the loans that they have to get their education. So that's got to be one source of frustration, too.
It is, and I think one of the interesting paradoxes is their parents, many of them baby boomers, some Xers, are advising them, don't just follow the money, you know. Don't do what I did for many of them. Follow where your passions are. Follow what's interesting. Many of the baby boomers we interviewed said, if I had to do it over again, that would be something that I would not want to do. But the paradox is these kids are coming out with higher loans and educational debt than their parents did by far. So it's a challenge of how do I get into this system and how do I get into work and also into an environment in which I think I can actually have a lifestyle as good as my parents and not one where I feel like we're on a decline.
I saw a report in one of the news networks. They had a focus group made up of millennials, and it was people from different races and ethnic backgrounds, Hispanic, Asian, African-American, Caucasian. Some were supporting Donald Trump. Some were supporting Hillary. Some were on the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And both of the major party candidates have been courting this vote pretty heavily, even to the point where the president of the United States is going to college campuses and saying, vote today, vote early, because people can vote early in some states. But you made a point in your study that you don't believe these people want to be played. They really want to be able to make a significant contribution, and they're not really sure they're seeing that from either of the major candidates. Is that right?
That's correct. And I think it's that sense. When Barack Obama ran the first time, I think there was a belief that he was pretty consistent with his rhetoric and his plans, and people could identify them with them much the way they're doing with Bernie Sanders, except I think he had a bigger mainstream, you know, following at the time. And I think with the two current candidates, neither of them have that clarity or consistency, so that creates trust problems when you don't see consistency, either a belief about lies or a belief about saying X and then meaning Y, and there's just too much of that to be credible. So I think what a bigger challenge is going to be, will millennials come out and vote, and or are they taking a pass on the system?
And you said in one of your articles that giving back is important to this group, too, being able to make a concrete social change.
I think it is, and I think that, unfortunately, both candidates come across for the millennials as, in many cases, taking more than maybe they're giving back. And I think the sense of public service and a life of giving, well, let's face it, we've not had a history of all altruism before this. But I think now, this time, it's probably even more so. And I think giving back and contributing and being willing to invest in some things that aren't just simply an immediate monetary return is an important value that millennials care about. Also, I'd mention that we have a Facebook site up now on fulfillment called fulfilled.criticalchoices, which would allow some of your listeners also to weigh in and provide their own stories and experiences.
So what do you think? Let us know your thoughts by logging on to our Facebook page. That's VOA American Cafe. Or you can post your comments on our main webpage. That's voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.